All right, we're back on the air here. Finally figured things out on WBGV 92.5 FM. Time for high school basketball action. On 92.5 and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com, high school girls basketball. It is the Marlette Lady Red Raiders at the Sandusky Lady Wolves. I'm Eddie Fury. With me is Ashley Wayner Palmer here with us tonight. Thank you for being here.
No problem.
It's great to be here. My daughter is here also. Quit making friends with her.
Hey, I'm the only girl around usually.
You're giving her all the advice.
I was giving her good advice.
You're right about that. All right, we're going to talk about these two teams, both fighting for supremacy right now for first place in the Greater Thumb East. 10-2 is the Sandusky Lady Wolves. 8-3 overall is Marlette. Sandusky 3-0, Marlette 2-0. We'll talk about these teams and what's on the line here. Basically, first place. A lot of great games still to come for the season. Already past the midway point. When we come back, we'll talk about what these teams did this past Tuesday also. Here on WBGV for our pregame show, 10 minutes away from tip-off. All right, welcome back. I am Eddie Fury along with Ashley Wayner-Palmer here on WBGV 92.5 on a Thursday evening. Sandusky 10-2, 3-0. By the way, congratulations this past Tuesday where Sandusky defeated Ubley Lady Bearcats. For Al DeMonch, head coach of the Sandusky Lady Wolves, 800th win, Ashley Wayner-Palmer.
He got to 800. Yeah, it's a big accomplishment. And I talked to Al a little bit before the game, got here early, chatted with him for a little bit. He's doing some digging, trying to find some old games for
really?
Me. Yeah, so he keeps really good film, which is great. But, yeah, just nothing but great things to say about Al. He's great for us when we come here. I mean, he's a great coach, but he's also a great AD. Like, yeah. Anything you need, he's just right there. So,
well, we got two very good coaches here on the floor also. Head coach Kathy Storm here for the Marlette Lady Red Raiders. She's got a pretty good team right now, 8-3, 2-0. In league play, Sandusky 3-0. Sandusky got a key win over the Ubley Lady Bearcats this past Tuesday night. And leading the way for the Sandusky Lady Wolves varsity girls basketball team was Morgan Taggy with 16 points, 5 steals. Allie Jansen, 10 points, 5 assists, 4 steals. Brooke Jansen, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Grace Skiboard with 6 points also. And Adelie Kaufman with 2 points. But you can't really key on to one player here for Sandusky.
You can't, because on any given night, Sandusky's that team where if one girl is off, it doesn't matter because somebody else is going to step up and take her spot. Those first three that you mentioned, Allie Jansen, Brooke Jansen, and Megan Taggy, those are seniors. This is a senior-led team because those girls, they've been here before. They know exactly what they're doing. I feel like they've been on varsity forever. We've been calling their names for, it seems like, you know, that five-year redshirt freshman that they just have been here that long. But so a very senior-led team, and they just, they know what they're doing, not to mention having a coach who knows how to take what he's got. I listened to an interview that Al gave a few weeks ago, and he just said this group is – every group is great, but this group just seems a little more special because they have that team sisterhood presence together. It's like anytime one, they're all doing it together. So that's good to hear that there's not just chemistry on the court, but also off the court, and they basically see each other as one giant family. I think Kathy Storm is probably one of the most underrated coaches because people just, it's like she kind of flies under the radar. Yeah. You don't really, aren't ready for her. But she has the experience and the knowledge, and when she gets that talent, it's endless of what Marlette could do with that all together.
I think Greater Thumb East probably has the most total years head coach longevity.
Well, it helps
all of the Greater Thumb Conference.
Al kind of helps the numbers there,
yeah.
too. So.
Well, Kathy Storm also. We have Brown City head coach there also, Cindy Burton, long-time coach.
Yes, Cindy's been there for a while.
And Jim Tamlin.
Jim Tamlin's probably going to be – I wonder if he's the youngest coach in the Greater Thumb.
He's been there for quite some time now,
he's
right?
He's had probably the least years, but he still has quite a few, yeah.
So I got kids crawling all over me playing, bottles being tossed. They're playing behind me, Ashley. I hope our broadcast stays on.
Let's hope so. Nobody pull any plugs.
Now, you talk about the Sandusky Lady Wolves team, what they've done so far. They do have a couple losses. Cass City was a loss. Cass City had a big win over Carroll last night. And the other loss, Emily City, two of the top teams in their conferences. Emily City and the BWAC. That all depends on what they do against North Ranch. But Cass City.
So that Cass City game, I'm looking at the score, though, 49-51 in overtime.
Yeah.
So that tells me that not only did Sandusky hang with Cass City, so it kind of gives you a look at the East versus the West. Cass City, very, very strong team in the West. You only get that crossover once in a while, if you ever get a crossover. Some teams don't crossover at all. So I'm circling that game just because the other one that kind of stood out to me was that other loss was to Emily City. That was in the Christmas tournament that they played. That doesn't bother me either because
Emily City's a good quality loss.
Yeah. If I'm seeing those, now if they were to lose to a team that doesn't have the greatest record or you know, then I would start to have a few red flags. But those are good quality losses. I'm not worried about that with 10-2. That I'm not even going to look at those two.
They also won over Harbor Beach in a league game, also very important league game. Marlette will meet them coming up next week, also in a league game.
Yeah,
remember, he's a Bubba here, man.
Marlette has yet to see Harbor Beach, so that'll be interesting because you never know, especially Harbor Beach playing at home. You never know what you're going to get. I've seen them once already, so I mean, I haven't seen everybody. I still need to see Ubley just to kind of get a fix on everybody.
And you knew this was going to be a good game, which is why you're here tonight. You want to take a look at Marlette because Marlette's got a pretty good season going on. You talk about quality losses. Marlette had some quality losses themselves. Early on in the season, a loss to Carroll, 41-49, and Armada, also a decent team in the BWAC.
Yeah, I was going to say that Armada won by a lot, 52-35. That's a pretty big loss. But Armada's in a different – they play a whole lot of different teams that teams around the thumb do not see. Carroll, 8 points.
That was
points.
A close game, yeah.
I'm not going to look at that because you have somebody named Adeline Moore who just happens to be one of the best players that I've seen in a long time. So that Carroll one, you know, if you let Adeline get out of control, she's going to score a ton on you. It's
and by
just
the way, that Cass City win over Carroll was only by 10 points last night also. And she was off for a game last night, apparently.
The funny thing is to start looking and start comparing because if you have teams that don't play each other, as in they don't play that crossover, you're kind of looking, and our sports writers kind of have to talk about, okay, let's compare. They lost to this team, but they lost to this team, or they beat this team. So now how does that all put together? Just for Marlette, those losses to Carroll and Armada, they also lost to Kingston. Kingston, I'm not worried about either, just because those Kingston Lady Cardinals, just that program seems to be great.
I think they're the best team overall, maybe.
Yeah, so that's 7.
Maybe right up there with North Branch and Emily City, but Emily City's had a couple losses themselves, so.
That's not one I've seen yet either. And you know, they beat Croslex. To me, that's a quality win.
Yeah.
They went to that tournament and beat the Jalen Rose Academy. That's a good win because you don't see those teams. Marlette, total points right now, they're running with 449 points, which averages out to about 37.4 per game. So I think that's great. Sandusky, on the other hand, they're averaging 522, so they're averaging 47.45 points per game. So if we're looking at points scored and averages, it looks like Sandusky by about 10 points.
And some of their key players would be Caitlin Keyes, a senior for Marlette Lady Red Raiders. Also, Olivia Finley had a good game and a win over Brown City this past week also. Credit to her. She had 12 points in that game, 10 points for Keyes against Brown City. Also, number 33, Emily Newland, a junior, with 9 points in that game also. 7 points for Miss Gage, Delaney Gage, a junior for Marlette Lady Red Raiders also. So a very important game here. They played KPAC, a league game also. That was a win. And Brown City this past week, 44-24. More league games under the belts of Sandusky, but this is the first meeting between these two teams. So a very important game to see where you're at this point and see just how good Marlette is and how good Sandusky is also. So.
Yeah, we're at that halfway point. So getting to that halfway point, kind of gauging where you're going to be, you got those extra games. Remember, we're playing 22 games this season. So 2 more games, that means 2 less practices and 2 more games. You know, players love it. Coaches, not so much. They don't get to it back in the gym to go over what they need to go over as much. But, I'm liking the 22 game season right now. We'll see if everybody says the same thing at the end of the season.
Oh, it's a long season. Yeah. I'm just saying. Okay, I think we're going to get ready here for a national anthem.
Well, thank you, Premier Raiders and Wolves, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Park Gymnasium, Elmont Park, for tonight's main event. We're probably going to allow to say that we may notice that we are down on official tonight. This is the first meeting of these two teams since the loss of our friend, Bubba Armstrong. So at this time, we ask you to bow your head in mortal silence. Bubba is with us tonight. Yes, sir.
right, National Anthem, and George Leseski there with a shout-out to Bubba Armstrong in memory also. We'll be right back here after the starting lineup for tip-off. Marlette Lady Red Raiders at the Sandusky Lady Wolves. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Eddie Furyavia along with Ashley Winter Palmer and the rest of the standings, by the way. Harbor Beach 3-1, 4-8 overall. Ubbly is 2-2, 5-6. Brown City 1-2, 6-4. KPEC 0-4, 2-8 overall. Memphis 0-2, and 2-8 overall. As we get ready here for tip-off one by Marlette's. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial. Posting up will be turnaround hook number two with the miss. That was Holly Hartwell. Another shot taken by Marlette with the miss and rebound picked up by the Sandusky Lady Wolves. Pass over to the right corner. Long shot for two by number 14. Rebound picked up by Marlette. It will be number 23 after the miss by Brooke Jansen. Rebound, Marlette. Still 0-0 as we just start off this early minutes. Long pass to the left wing into the paint. Stolen away by number 10 for Sandusky. It's Allie Jansen. She'll swing it over to number 22, the right corner. She'll post up. Pits it to the high post. Jansen with a layup in the middle of the paint, and that's a miss. Rebound picked up by number 2, Holly Hartwell, the senior for Marlette. Number 1 with it, Delaney Gage. Swings it over to number 0, Caitlin Keys. To the low post. Kind of loose ball picked up and saved. Whistle was called. We have our first foul at the 6:45 mark, 0-0.
Foul is going to be on number 10, Allie Jansen. That's her first team first.
I'll be curious. No free throws in this game. These two teams are going to be key. Inbounds pass from the right sideline to number 1, Delaney Gage. Bounce pass to the right corner. Back to Gage. She threw that to Finley. And a little bit of a soft floater inside the right wing. That's a miss. Rebound picked up by Sandusky number 14, Brooke Jansen. Two Jansens on the floor. Swings it over to the left side. On the floor is Gray Skiboard, number 14, also Brooke Jansen, Allie Jansen. A long shot for three or two.
That was two.
That was number 30, Gray Skiboard. 2-0, Sandusky with the lead with a 6:10 mark. And that's the first point scored. Number 22, Morgan Taggy, also on the floor for Sandusky. And number 12, Helena Long. Long shot for three. Good by number 0, Caitlin Keys. And Marlette takes the lead. 3-2. And Sandusky enters back with a shot. That is number 14, Brooke Jansen. 4-3. Sandusky, three different lead changes already. Coming down to 5:40 left. Marlette ball. Big number 0 on the floor, Caitlin Keys. We also have number 23 for Marlette, Gabby Martinez. Posting up with a hook shot, number 2 with a miss. Holly Hartwell on the floor to start. Number 5 also, Olivia Findlay. Your starters for Marlette. And number 23, Gabby Martinez, if I didn't mention her. Inbounds pass after being knocked out. And Sandusky with a steal in the right corner. Stole it away from number, I do believe that was with the ball handle, number, turn. And a shot. Missed by Allie Jansen. Rebound, Marlette. Some height there for number 2. Holly Hartwell for Marlette. Long shot for 3 for number 1. And the miss, Delaney Gage. Long shot for 2, right wing for Marlette. With the miss by number 5, Olivia Findlay. Ball will go out of bounds. Looks like Sandusky last touched it. Inbounds pass for Marlette on their side of the court. Number 5 at the top, Olivia Findlay, trying to get into the paint to Hartwell. Stolen away by Sandusky with a fast break, 2-on-1, but she'll hold up over to Jansen. And Jansen back to number 30 to the cross-court pass. And that's Allie Jansen with a floater from the left low block. No good. Rebound saved by Sandusky, number 12. Long shot for 3 for number 22 in the miss. Morgan Taggy, rebound Marlette. Stolen away and loose ball. Who will have it? Marlette trying to fight for it, and they do pick it up. Number 0 had that loose ball and was able to save it. Threw it over to number 5, Olivia Findlay. Marlette still with possession. It's 4-3. Sandusky coming down to 4 minutes left here in the first period. Long shot for three, left corner. Around the rim and pops out. Number zero with a miss. Caitlin Keys, rebound Sandusky. Swing pass from Allie Jansen. She has it back at the high post to the right corner. Long shot for two. Right corner, number 12. Rebound number one for Marlette. The miss by Helena Long. She'll go right to the glass and gets the layup on the right side. That's number five, Olivia Findlay. And Marlette has the lead, 5-4. 3:35 to go here in the first. Long shot for three, left corner. Off the mark. Rebound number one, Marlette. That's Delaney Gage. And a quick shot from the right corner. Off the mark, but picked up for the rebound by number two for the offensive rebound. And the rebound after that, Marlette shot miss. Sandusky, fast break for the layup. Good for number 22, Morgan Taggy. And Sandusky takes back the lead, 6-5. 3:05 to go here in the first. Marlette with the possession, their side of the court. Up top, number zero. Back over to number five. That's Findlay. Findlay with it. She'll escape and throws a shot up. Off the glass, loose ball picked up, and it's picked up by Sandusky after the miss by Marlette. Jansen, pass over to the right corner, to the right wing, to the left wing now. Taggy with a long shot, hits the rim, no good, and rebound number two, Holly Hartwell. Trying to get it quickly to the basket. She'll go ahead and take the shot, kind of like maybe a little bit of slight fade and good for number five, was it?
Yep, Olivia Findlay.
And Marlette takes back the lead, 7-5. 2:15 to go here. Long shot for two, left corner, no good by number 12. Helena Long, and here we go. A quick fast break for a layup, and good for number zero, Caitlin Keys. Marlette with the lead, 9-6. Largest lead of the game now. 1:55 to go here in the first. Sandusky with possession. Trying to post up left low block, and it'll be Sandusky ball as it goes out of bounds. Looks like Marlette tossed it out. First substitutions of the game here. Like number three coming in. Adeline Ruggles coming in. Maybe three substitutes. Well, actually, Sandusky, yeah. Everybody's subbing in now, matching up. Inbounds pass about to be brought in for Sandusky underneath their own basket, left side of the glass. Emily Newland in the game here for Marlette. Number 34 for Sandusky, Adelie Kaufman. Actually, she gave me the pronunciations up here. So that ball will go out of bounds, and Kaufman could not handle it from that pass. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Marlette ball. They lead 9-6. 1:40 to go, and they have possession. With a dribble, number zero, Caitlin Keys goes to the right wing, to the top, to number one, Delaney Gage. That's number four, actually. Do I have a number four? Whistle's calling a travel. And it will be Sandusky ball after the turnover. With the dribble. That's number 30. Grace Gibord. Gibord back with it. Toss it into number 34 with a post up for two. No good. Rebound pulled down by number three, Adeline Ruggles. That's number 14, actually. Lily Lemansky in the game here for Marlette. And she'll have the dribble double team. I'll pass it off. And stolen away. Fast break play, number 22 after a steal by number 14. And a layup for two, good by Morgan Taggy. Brooke Jansen set that up with the steal. It's 9-8. Marlette still holding on to the lead with 43 seconds to go here in the first. And another travel for Marlette. Two turnovers due to travel. 40 seconds, 9-8. Marlette with the lead. Sandusky with possession. Grace Gibord with it over to number 10, Allie Jansen. Back to Gibord. Into the middle of the paint. Good passing action here for Sandusky, but it will come loose. And Marlette will take the steal after a mishandle by number 22, Morgan Taggy. Marlette ball. Down to 18 seconds here. 9-8, Marlette with the lead by one. Number three with it with a dribble. Adeline Ruggles, she'll go to the top of the point. Swings over the right wing to number 14, Lily Lomansky. The number 33, Newland, the 23, Gabby Martinez, posting up for two. She'll miss the shot, but she'll draw the foul. That's number zero. Caitlin Keyes will go to the line. With 0.9 seconds to go
in the first. That ball's going to be on number 30, Grace Gieber. That's her first, team second. Caitlin Keyes at the line, shooting two.
She will make the first one to extend the lead to two. 10-8. Marlette with the lead. Second free throw good by Keyes. And that'll be the end of the first period. It is 11-8. Marlette with the lead. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlightbroadcasting.com. Correction of pronunciation of a name, Keitelin Keyes. Keitelin Keyes, thank you. All right, we get ready here for second period action. Sandusky will open up. 11-8, Marlette with the lead. Bounce pass to post up. Right side draws a foul. Number 14, Brooke Jansen, will go to the line. Is this the first fouls for Marlette?
Yep. Foul's going to be on number one.
First free throw is a miss for number 14, Brooke Jansen. Foul committed by Delaney Gage.
Gave it to number two.
Okay, they switched it.
It's Holly Hartwell, yep.
Rebound after the second free throw miss. And the first one was a miss also, 11-8. Marlette with the lead in half possession. Inside right wing, a long shot for two by Keitelin Keyes. Bounce pass to the right lane, no good, and steal in it is number 22 with the layup for two, Sandusky, Morgan Taggy. It's 11-10. Marlette hanging on to the 1-point lead, 7:18 to go here in the second. Keys a bounce pass to the right elbow to number two, Holly Hartwell, to number 23 now, right low block. She is double teamed. Sandusky really trying to stuff that block shot. Long shot for a miss, but Marlette will pick up the offensive rebound. Keyes in the middle of the paint with a one-hander layup. No good. Put back attempt. Good by number 23, Gabby Martinez. And she'll go to the line for the three-point play. 13-10. 6:53 to go. And the three-point play cannot be made. Last touch by Marlette trying to save that long offensive rebound that hit the rim and went to the right corner.
That last foul was on Brooke Jansen, number 14. That's her first, team third.
13-10. Marlette with the lead. 6:45 to go here in the first half. Keyboard, a long cross-court pass to the right corner. That ball is knocked loose. Stolen away by number two, Holly Hartwell. That pass will go to Keyes to the top of the point. Adeline Ruggles back to Keyes to the right wing. She'll go to the right corner, bounce pass. And can't get it to number two. Holly Hartwell can't grab it. Turnover, Marlette. They've had about four or five turnovers so far. 13-10. They hang on to the three-point lead with 6:15 to go against Sandusky. Sandusky with possession. Taggy with it at the left corner, asking for it again. She'll go for three, left corner. Swishes that one and ties it up. Our first tie of the game. Taggy with the three-point shot with 6 minutes to go in the second. Bounce pass for Marlette at the left elbow, number two. Hartwell will get it off to number three. Adeline Ruggles, she'll mishandle it, but should have it, and she does, to pick it up. To number five, Olivia Finley. 13 all tied up. Marlette with possession. To the right corner, right wing. Bounce pass inside, almost lost it, but she'll save it, but no, it's a steal again. Allie Jansen has been responsible for at least four or five steals, knocking that ball loose. Taggy gets it into the paint. Gibord, a long shot for two. Inside the left wing, and she swishes that one. Grace Gibord, and Sandusky takes back the lead after a little bit of a drought there. 5:10 to go and counting. It's the first lead since that tie and since the 3:05 mark in the first quarter. Under five, 15-13. Sandusky leading, Marlette Ball. Long shot for two inside the right wing. No good, and that will go out of bounds. That missed shot by number five, Olivia Finley. Substitutions coming in, number 12 for Sandusky, Helena Long, and for number 34, Adelie Kaufman. Keys will take a seat. Sandusky on their side of the court. Number 30, Grace Gibord, back to Allie Jansen, back to Gibord. Had an open look, she didn't take it.
That last one, her toe was on the line, so they only gave her 2 points instead of three.
15-13, what? So they didn't tie?
No.
Last time?
No.
Okay.
I thought that was a three-pointer, but it was not, apparently, because...
So there was no tie. It was Marley hanging on the lead, but Sandusky did take the lead. When it was 15-13 now. Long shot for three in the miss by Marlette. Put back, good for Marlette. Number two, Holly Hartwell, to tie it up. Now it's 17-15. Marlette with the lead.
I think you missed that other Sandusky.
Yes.
Two that was a three that was a two.
17-15. Sandusky with the lead. Or is it Marlette?
No, Sandusky with the lead.
Okay.
The nice thing about the scoreboard here is it actually puts the name above the, says Wolves.
Okay,
there,
yeah,
so
I see that
nice.
Now.
Yeah.
So we're a little confused because of that. We thought that three would have been a three.
Yep, I thought.
And they fixed it. Okay.
I thought it was a three. I didn't see her. Obviously, it was way across court, so I could not see where her toes were. They only gave her a two.
Turnover on Sandusky, and it'll be 17-15. Sandusky with the lead now. We got this straight.
Yep.
The scoreboard's got it straight now.
Scoreboard's straight, yep. Yeah. And my program's straight, so we're good.
All right, so it is Sandusky with the two-point lead, 17-15.
Yep.
As we thought it was a tie, it was a two-point shot for Sandusky, making it 13-12 at one point. Bounce pass. Kind of a hook shot from the right lane with the miss by Marlette. And Sandusky will pick up the rebound. Swings it over to Taggy. Long shot for three. Hits it back at the rim. And slapping away into open field there was Marlette. And Sandusky will come away with it. And a long shot for two inside the right wing. Good for number 14. Or 12? Or 14? I'm sure. I think Brooke Jansen had that one. Or was it number 12? What do you think?
No, it was Brooke Jansen. It was number 14.
Making it 19-15. Sandusky, largest lead of the game now by 4 points with 2:40 to go. Long shot, one arm there. With the miss for Marlette. I do believe that's Josie Hinojosa in the game. Be number 10, and the ball will go out of bounds, and it'll be Marlette Ball. They're down by four. 19-15, Sandusky with the lead with 2:20 to go here. Quick quarter, quick period here so far. 2:15 to go in the first half. Marlette with the ball at the left elbow, trying to go down the left lane. She'll do a hook shot, and she'll sink that one. Number 23, Gabby Martinez. And it's 19-17. 2 minutes to go here. Long shot for two by Allie Jansen. No good. Rebound, number zero.
Kaitlin.
Miss Keys.
Yeah, don't forget.
Hinojosa with the rebound. Loose ball knocked out by Sandusky, but Marlette will have it. Keys with it at the top of the point. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Keys will go up for a shot. And I think there is a whistle here. Looks like knocked out of bounds.
Yep, just an out of bounds.
Okay. 1:31 to go here, and we'll have a timeout call. We'll be right back here. It's 19-17 Sandusky leading with 1:31 to go. Coming out of the timeout, And a steal by Sandusky after the inbounds pass by Marlette after passing it around. She was holding stats, and I think Marlette would get called for the foul.
Marlette, number five, Olivia Finley.
She get there a little too late.
Her first, team second.
Sandusky leading 19-17. Inbounds pass, 1:15 to go here. They have possession. Sandusky laying it up for two. Left low block, no good. Missed by number 14, Brooke Jansen, and rebound, Marlette. Number five with the dribble. Olivia Finley will hand it off to number one, Delaney Gage. Gage over to Keys, Keitelin, to the right wing. I'll get it right.
You did that time, I think.
Okay. Balance pass. It's knocked loose, but saved in the left corner by Marlette. Down to 45 seconds. 19-17, Sandusky leading. Trying to tie it up here. Hinojosa with it at the right. Passes it off to number one, Gage. Down to 35 seconds here. Back to Hinojosa. She'll pass it off to the left side. Knocked out of bounds by Sandusky. She thought she was fouled from behind, maybe, but that was all ball. The arm at least going for the ball. Marlette underneath their own basket, right side of the glass. Inbounds pass into the leg of Sandusky's number 30, Grace Keyboard, out of bounds. Still with Marlette ball with 30 seconds to go. 19-17, Sandusky leading Marlette. Inbounds pass. Trying to post up. Triple team in the paint. Will she go for a shot or not? Loose ball and picked up by Sandusky before it went out of bounds. And they'll have it. Number 14, Brooke Jansen will pick it up. Down to 19 seconds to go here. So I'm getting around the perimeter. It's usually what Sandusky would try to do to end.
Yeah, they're looking for the last shot here.
They lead 19-17. Jansen over to left side. Posting up left block. Up for two. It does not go in for number 14. She'll get back her own rebound, though. Jansen with 0.8 seconds to go, and that's the end of the second period, first half. 19-17. Sandusky leading Marlette. Very competitive game. Tight game here. It's halftime. We'll be back. Our MHSAA This Week in High School Sports program coming up. Some commercial breaks. And our halftime stat report with Ashley Winter-Palmer also come your way. 19-17. Sandusky leading Marlette here in high school girls basketball on a Thursday night. January 19th, 2023. Today is National Popcorn Day today. So get your popcorn.
You better go get some.
I'm thinking about it. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 19-17, Sandusky with the lead. Ashley Winter-Palmer with your first halftime stats.
Yeah, let's try to get through this. For the Marlette Lady Raiders, they were 6 of 22 from two-point field goal range for 27%, 1 of 6 from three-point range for 17% total shooting, 7 of 28 for 25%. From the free throw line, 2 of 3 for 67% for those total 17 points, 4 assists, 6 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds, 2 fouls in that first half, 2 steals, and 9 turnovers for Marlette. For the home team, Sandusky Wolves, they were 8 of 19 from two-point field goal range for 42%, 1 of 6 from the three-point line for 17% total shooting, 9 of 25 for 36%. They were 0 of 2 from the free throw line, so no percentages from the free throw line yet for Sandusky. For those 19 points, 7 assists, 3 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds, 3 fouls total, 6 steals, and 7 turnovers for Sandusky. One thing I just wanted to point out, because I was really actually enjoying it. Marlette really got out on the get the rebound, get down the floor as quick as you can. You saw the person getting the rebound actually putting it, taking it to the hole right away. And I think if they keep doing that, the second half's going to be good.
There's her observation. That's why I love her. Ashley Winter-Palmer with the stats. 19-17, Marlette will open up a possession here in the second half, third quarter. Loose ball picked up by Sandusky. Very
another
pestering
turnover for Marlette.
It'll be Sandusky ball there, moving from right to left on your radio dial. Jansen over to Gibord. Good ball movement on the floor here to try to find an open shot. Over to the left corner to Taggy, to Jansen, that's Allie. To Gibord, back to Jansen, into the middle of the paint and blocked. Looking like looking for a shot by Jansen, but she'll keep possession. To number 12, Helena Long in the right corner. Jansen cross-court pass, trying to pull step. She was open there, but couldn't get that pass brought down. She'll take the shot anyways with a miss right short right corner. Helena Long saved from going out of bounds. It's Jansen with a hustle from the left corner to the top of the point to Brooke Jansen. The Allie Jansen. to Grace Keyboard. You know, she's open.
Sandusky
she's
really
a young
working
player.
It, working
she's
got to
take that
perimeter.
Shot. Yeah. Grace Keyboard is a sophomore. Maybe a little timid on taking those long shots, but if it's open, take it. There she is. She's open there inside the left wing for two. The first score. It's like she can hear me up here. 21-17. I'm a little biased there because she is my cousin in law. So.
Nice.
Grandpa's here watching. Her father probably likely here watching. He is the coach of the boys basketball team for Sandusky, Brandon Keyboard. Marlette ball, 21-17. Largest lead of the game again by four for Sandusky. Inside the middle of the paint. Good against the back of the glass for Marlette to get to two. Number 23, Gabby Martinez, 21-19. 6 minutes to go here in the third. Sandusky ball. Keyboard with it. Pass over to Jansen. The paint open on the right low block. Up for two, and it bounces in from the right low block. Number 12, Helena Long, making it 23-19. A four-point lead again for Sandusky. 5:38 to go. Marlette ball. Kaitlyn Keys over to number one, Delaney Gage, for a three-point shot. Top of the point, no good. Long will come down with a rebound for Sandusky. Allie Jansen, pass to the left corner, deep. Knocked loose and picked up by Marlette and saved by Sandusky after Marlette had it. Long shot for two inside the right wing with the miss. That was Keyboard and saved by Sandusky. A long shot for three for number 22, left wing. And that was Morgan Taggy. Timeout called. It's 26-19, by far the largest lead of the game. Timeout called by Marlette. We'll be right back. Marlette ball with the inbounds pass after a timeout called. A three-point shot by Taggy for Sandusky forced that Marlette timeout. And a steal by Sandusky. Taggy with it. She'll hold up. Over to Jansen. A long shot for two. Top of the point. Just off to the left side by Keyboard with the miss. Rebound number two for Marlette. Holly Hartwell. It's 26-19. A seven-point lead for Sandusky. Largest lead of the game. Loose ball and a foul and whistle called. We'll be right back. All right, after a couple misses by Marlette, after the foul by Sandusky, they lose the ball. And Sandusky had it. They missed a shot. Marlette gets it back, and they'll have it on the baseline. Inbounds pass for the left shot for two. Open look to try to get the put back. The miss by Keitelin Keys. Marlette still has the ball, though. With 3:54 to go, it's 26-19. Seven-point lead here by Sandusky. A long shot for three. My Keys in the miss, rebound Sandusky. Two fouls so far on Sandusky. Shot into the short left corner with the miss, and Marlette will come down with the rebound. Delaney Gage with it. Over to number five in the game, Olivia Finley, and a foul on Sandusky.
It's going to be on 14, that's Brooke Jansen. Her second, team third. Three quick fouls for Sandusky.
Inbounds pass for Marlette. And still underway by number 22, Morgan Taggy. Loose ball again, and she'll save it. After being triple team and Sandusky ball still. Keyboard over to Taggy for three. Sinks that one. 29-19. A 10-point lead, by far the largest lead. Back-to-back threes here for Taggy. She made the back-to-back shots. Not in a row, but the last 6 points scored by Taggy with 3 minutes to go. In the third, 29-19, posting up. Marlette can't knock a shot down. They
can't buy a bucket right now.
Yeah, they're hitting the rim and just not going in. 2:50 to go here. Sandusky with the rebound defensively. Long shot for three, pops out, and we have a whistle called. Sandusky extending the lead. It looks like the whistle.
That foul's going to be at number 10, Allie Jansen. That's her third, team fourth.
Substitutions here. Looks like Gage and Keys will take a seat. With the dribble after the inbounds pass. No pressure here by Sandusky. They lead by 10. Number 5 with a dribble, Olivia Finley. To the left corner, number 3, Adam Rogos. And a floater from the left elbow. by number 14 with the miss. Lily Lemansky, and Sandusky comes up the rebound, and Taggy will go up for the shot. She draws the foul. Could be a shooting foul here, I believe. And we'll be back.
I just gave her a break.
All right, Taggy missed, got one out of two free throws. Sandusky had their own rebound, missed it, and went out of bounds. And Marlette has a possession, and then they lose possession, and then Sandusky picked it up. And here comes Marlette right away with the possession, but stolen right back by Sandusky. Back and forth steals, disruption plays here for both teams, but it's 30-19, the 11-point lead here for Sandusky. A new large lead here, but Marlette with another steal and a loose ball. Kind of a frenetic for both teams right now, but 1:30 to go in the third. With the dribble, Marlette ball, Keys with it to number 23, a long shot for two, hits the high back of the glass, had a chance in the rim, but could not go in again. That was Gabby Martinez with a miss. 1:15 to go, 30-19, Sandusky leading by 11 here in the third. Taggy with it, swings it over to Grace Keyboard, back to Taggy, around the perimeter to number 34, Adelie Kaufman in the right corner. Back and forth here, playing a little bit of keep away, taking some time off the clock to hold this 11-point lead with 53 seconds to go here. Kaufman with it, over to Keyboard. Back to Taggy, down to 43 seconds here. 38 seconds to go, and kind of knocked loose by Marlette, but picked up by Sandusky Taggy. Morgan Taggy with it. She scored the last 7 points here for Sandusky. Got one out of two free throws on their last points. Down to 20 seconds here. Grace Keyboard with it. Bounce pass to the right wing, the number 14, Brooke Jansen. Jansen with the dribble. Coming down to 13 seconds in the third. Picked up, stolen away by Marlette, but taken right back by Sandusky. Had a chance there on a fast break, but losing it. Down to 4 seconds. 3 seconds, a long shot for three with the miss. Helena Long with the last second shot. No good. It's 30-19. Sandusky leading Marlette by 11 at the end of the third. We'll be right back. All right, starting it off here in the fourth quarter early, a couple misses by Sandusky, and shame on me for playing that extra commercial as Marlette finally sunk a bucket here at 7:09, and they get on the board after a long drought. It's 30-21, and looks like Sandusky committed the foul. Or was it just turnover? Or just
it was a turnover.
7 minutes to go. It's 30-21, a 9-point lead here for Sandusky. Marlette needed those 2 points to start off in this fourth. They'll try to get two more here, but good defense also by Sandusky, making it very difficult for Marlette to have a really good open look to it. Marlette with possession. Keys bounce pass in the paint. Turnaround hook shot and does not drop for number five. Long shot for number five inside the right wing after missing in the paint. Marlette ball again. And number 14, Lily Lemansky for two. 30-23. We have a whistle call by Coach DeMott for Sandusky. It's 30-23, 6:26 to go. Coming out of the timeout, four straight points here in the fourth for Marlette. They are down 30-23. Sandusky called the timeout. And right there underneath the basket, Allie Jansen makes a shot right underneath the nets, and she gets fouled for a three-point play attempt. 32-23. 6:09 to go here in the final frame. And she makes the three-point play, 33-23, 10-point lead. Allie Jansen with a three-point play. Marlette ball over to the right wing. Driving in to the right corner, holding up number three. Adeline Ruggles to number five. Finley in the right corner. Back to Keys at the top of the point. Bounce pass inside, almost losing it, and we'll have a foul called on Sandusky.
First foul for Morgan Taggy. That's her first team sixth.
The Marlette ball, number three, to throw it in from the baseline underneath their own basket, right side of the glass. Adeline Ruggles trying to post up right low block. A hook shot from the side. Number 23, the miss. Gabby Martinez fighting for possession. Marlette saves it. Lemansky with the ball. She'll go down the right lane with a layup for two. Oh, Put back attempt for the bounce in the back of the glass. No good by Marlette's number 23, Gabby Martinez, and rebound for Sandusky. Adelie Kaufman in the game. They lead by 10. Sandusky, 33-23, 5:15 to go. Taggy with the ball over to Grace Keyboard at the left wing. Bounce pass over to Brooke Jansen. To Taggy at the right wing. Oh, nice run down the right lane. She'll draw the foul, number 30, Grace Keyboard. She'll go to the line. We'll be right back. First free throw good by Keyboard. Second one with a miss. It is 34-23. Marlette comes down with a rebound after the second miss. Shot attempt there by number 5 with a miss for Marlette. That was a Finley and a shot good for Marlette to make that one for 2 by.
That was Holly Hartwell.
4:35 to go. They can still stay in this game. They're down by 9. 3 possession lead here for Sandusky. 34-25. Sandusky leading Marlette. Pitching in the right lane is wide open for the layup for 2 for number 22, Morgan Taggy. She's having a good game right now. 36-25, 4:15 to go. Sandusky with the lead. Marlette ball. Finley with it. Olivia, bounce pass to the right low block. Was stolen away, double teamed. Had that ball away from her, not in front of her. And Allie Jansen snuck right up and tapped it away with the steal. 36-25, 3:54 to go in the game. Swings it over to Grace Keyboard, left wing, bounce pass to Brooke Jansen, to the right corner to Helena Long. Long pivoting around, she'll dribble, pass off to Brooke Jansen. To Taggy, right corner to Long.